Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. In 3 days is Father's Day, and on a side note, also my husband's and my 41st anniversary. So much to be grateful for. Well, let's focus on Father's Day. How will you celebrate it? Is your father still alive? If not, what memories are going through your mind? What does your heart say? I'm Denise Thompson, with lots of experience with fathers, dads, men who took on the role of caring for children, and I also have plenty of experience with mindset on who a father is or who is a father, what makes this man a father, etc. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of information there and go in why this subject is actually quite important to me. First of all, my dad led by example, and my biological mom, just after I was born, took in an older boy, 5 years older than I am, and he was raised as my brother because he had a terrible childhood in his family. And so my dad took him in and was a father or a dad to him. So that was awesome. So I learned that part. I did the same when my biological mom passed when I was 10 months old and my dad remarried my mom. She did the same. She took my older brother and me in, married my dad and had 4 more. But that's for Mother's Day. But just to tell you, it's in the family to care and to share and to love and to give. So let me move on here and talk about Father's Day. As a nurse, I had many fathers in my care. They don't have to be biological. It's an emotional connection to a man who has great influence on you through caring, sharing, playing, activities, educating, setting an example, etc. Why am I saying that about my patients? Well, their families came to visit or came not to visit. Why did you connect with them? I wanted to know more about their lives and why the people came or didn't come to visit, what their relationships were, because that kind of helped me. And I wasn't aware at that time, as I am aware today, that it had a lot to do with their upbringing, with mindset, with healthy relationships. And as you know, everything I do has to do with getting healthy in mind, body, and finances. And so I'm looking back at 40 plus years ago, and I go, wow, I already had the intuition. I didn't have the specific knowledge on how to say what I was doing, but intuitively, I actually did it already then, in the subconscious mind. And I always was looking for, you know, I had a lot of male patients. I had some female patients too. I mean, I had everything what was on the ward that I was working on. And it was just interesting to see how these people had or did not have relationships with their offsprings. Some people had adopted children, and they loved their parents, their father in this case, because we're talking about Father's Day, so much that they came every moment they had during visiting hours. We had others, they called regularly because they were too far away to come visit. And so I could just kind of saw everything happening. Then when I was done with that, I went on. And I was a teacher because my husband was supposed to travel the world pretty much with work. And we wanted to make sure that our daughter, who was then small, could travel with us. So I became a teacher, but the traveling never manifested itself. However, I did teach a lot. And when we had parent-teacher conferences, it was interesting when I had a father come in who was concerned about his child, my student. The conversations were usually different from the ones with the moms. I'm not saying they were worse or better. I'm just saying different because the focus was different. But when I stressed academics over fun or sports, they got it. They got it. Women were more emotional about it. Men got it. And I saw they really cared about their sons or their daughters. And so that was totally awesome. No matter what I did or do now, I usually connect with people older than the ones I'm working with, as that helps me find some common grounds, some traditions, some ways of thinking. Remember I said the mindset and the habits they had in the family. And knowing that helps them deal better with issues. As you probably know by now, every medical issue is pretty much associated with an emotional trauma or issue. And so when we know those things, it's easier to hone in. By transforming mindset, we get to eliminate pain. I thought that was ludicrous when I heard that the first time, and it took me a while to really get it. But when we are mentally balanced, we have a positive mindset, we create health versus a negative mindset that causes illness. Our bodies act and react towards the way we think. And I would say, in my personal experience, being happy and positive serves me so much more and better than being negative and in pain. I consider it that I've been self-inflicting myself pain for things I didn't need to, just because I did not realize I had an issue. I'm not saying I'm mentally sick or anything at all, but we all have things that trigger our emotions. And so when that's the case, it's time for us to actually figure out how we can get our emotions under control to be, do, and give our best daily. So that was really interesting. And as a teacher, I had a lot of, as a nurse already, and then as a teacher, I had a lot of opportunity to work on that, which I wish I would have had the knowledge that I have today then already, and I would have had even more success with my patients and my students and their parents. But better late than never, right? So that's cool. I got it. So how will you celebrate this weekend is my next question. I mean, for Father's Day, people usually think they have to do a big shindig or something, which is not really the way we need to celebrate Father's Day. In my opinion, making a card, a homemade card, or a little project, or going out to lunch, or going to a park and having a picnic, or going on a hike, watching a movie together, having a barbecue, playing games, telling stories, just being get together and sharing present, and maybe even what the future is going to look like. That can be so rewarding and so amazing. And I think we should focus more on those things, because celebrations are not really about money. They're about quality time over quantity time. And so that's what I actually really want to focus on. The question is, are the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren going to be there to gather? And maybe even sing Happy Father's Day to you in the tune of Happy Birthday. That would be so fun. I mean, there's so much we can do, and we can be so creative for things that bring a lot of joy, yet do not cost any money, just a little bit of thought and love to pay it forward or to pay back. You know, like my parents always took care of us. And yeah, my dad passed on Father's Day 10 years and 2 months ago. So I still will remember him, and I will post something, a great memory that I had with him. It's just something that I like to focus on, the positive. learn from the past, into the future and work from there, but live in the present and make the most and the best out of it. So I asked, will the children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren be there to celebrate Father's Day? Well, first of all, I mean, I'm married, I have a husband, and we have a daughter. Our daughter does not drive, so she's a two-hour car drive away from us. And since it's still a little bit in the pandemic area, I'd rather not travel too far because she lives in a beautiful, gorgeous area with lots of tourists who don't respect the rules. And so they have breakouts there all the time. And I just don't want to get it. I'm too old for that. And I want to move on. So I asked her, sweetheart, would you like us to come up to celebrate Father's Day and our 41st anniversary? She goes, Mom, I love you guys so much, but I'd rather you not come. It's not safe yet, and I still have a lot of work to get done. I would rather you come later when everything is open and safe again, and then we can spend some time together. Well, that told me it was not out of bad or ill will. It was because she cared and she wanted to make sure we were safe and sound. So I am not upset about it. I actually embrace the fact that she's been thinking that way and protecting us and herself. So, you know, we don't give each other something we don't want to or we can't get rid of. I mean, this last year or 16, 17, 18 months have been very trying for many people, and a lot of things have happened, though some things did not have to happen. They just did because people were not respecting the rules. They were not taking proper care. They did not take proper self-care. And that self-care does not mean just shower regularly, wash your face, wash your hands, wash your body and all that stuff. Self-care is a lot deeper than that. So back to the Father's Day. My husband's doing a fabulous job and he understands and he is not upset about it either. But he and I will have a nice little conversation. We'll go for another exercise, which we do 4 times a week anyways, always Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I bike 20-plus miles, and he rollerblades about 5 miles. He had to scale down, because he started burning too much muscle instead of fat, which he doesn't have. But he's very lean, mean, and muscular. But by not eating more protein, because he knew how it affected his father's kidneys, he wants to do preventative maintenance on his body or preventative care rather than having to face the fact that he might end up on dialysis, something he would not want to do. So we had an option. And always choose your options wisely. So we're just going to be having fun. We're going to go exercise. We're going to talk. We're going to watch a great movie on Hallmark. We're going to have a good home-cooked meal. We're going to do so many things, and we're probably going to look at a few pictures from way back when and just reminisce a little bit. That's another thing that could be done when you get together for Father's Day. Are you telling stories? If yes, who is telling? Are the fathers telling? And the fathers could be great-grandfather, grandfather, father, whatever. Or it could be the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Anybody can tell stories of their memories about their loved father or grandfather or whoever that person is. And that usually means a lot more to many people than buying presents. I know, I remember it was, I think a few years back when I was talking about my dad. He did not like receiving presents, be it for his day, for the wedding anniversary, for Christmas or anything. He did not like presents unless they were homemade, and then he loved those presents, even if there was a mistake in the knitting or in the stitching or in something. He did not care. And the presents he loved the most is, I still remember, oh my gosh, he was sitting on the sofa, and I think I was driving already when the youngest one, when the youngest brother, who's almost 15 years younger, started learning to play the violin or the cello. And I took him to his music classes because mom didn't have time and mom had to stay home in case dad came home. So he just knew that I was with the youngest one and he was fine with that. And so for Christmas, he played cello and I played the piano. And my dad was sobbing for joy on the sofa. Tears were running down. I don't remember him ever like that before and not after. Just doing something fun. My dad always loved music. He was really filled with music. And so is my entire family. That's actually one thing I truly miss over here because my in-laws are not musically inclined. Plus, everybody lives 2 to 7 to 8 hours by car away. And so we don't usually get to see each other too often. But I have my piano, so I play regularly my piano and I sing or play something else or my recorders. Or sometimes I take the trumpet out and play a little bit just for the fun of it. And every time I do, you know what happens? I get those memories flooding into my mind and into my heart of when we played as a family. See, in a little town that I was raised back home in Europe, we were a very musically inclined family, and we were always asked to go play for weddings or funerals or parties or stuff within the family. They invited us and said, okay, you guys are responsible for the music. So that is such a big thing for me that when I hear songs or hymns or operas or anything that my dad loved or the rest of my family, I feel it. I relive it. I relive the joy and the happiness that we experienced while we performed. And so those are things that children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren can do easily. Sing a song, recite a poem, do something with the father, grandfather, great-grandfather. Also, I just watched a movie. It was actually, I think, a Christmas movie. So it was not just, it was a few months ago, but that young lady was playing the violin and she was a prodigy. She was amazing. And then she had an accident while she went to an audition. The door slammed in her hand and broke her fingers. And it took her quite a while to regain the strength in her fingers so she could play the violin again. And her grandmother suffered with Alzheimer's disease. Her grandfather was doing really good. He was very, very active. And so the grandmother was there. They were sitting down. And the grandmother was just staring into an empty hole. And then the young lady took out the violin and played her grandmother's most favorite song. Believe me, my tears were rolling down at that moment when the grandmother started singing all the verses to that Christmas song. No problem. Long-term memory was there. It's the short-term memory that goes with Alzheimer's. I remember when one of my grandmothers turned 100 years old, I went home to celebrate with her. The mayor from the city came in, and there were a lot of people. And I don't remember who put the whole thing together. I think it was my mom and some other people, some other siblings of hers. They decided to sing some songs. And because in today's society, we normally know the first verse and then we go la, 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 because we don't remember. They printed it out. So we had the verses. So a few of us played instruments for the people to sing along, and we sang. So happy we had to print it out, words to the songs. But looking at my grandma, she looked up, she looked around, she sang every verse, even up to the song was 6 or 7 verses, every verse, all the words without fail. And I go, wow. So that, why do I say that? In order to keep our fathers happy and healthy longer, we need to interact with them. We need to engage with them. We need to talk to them. We need to challenge them to think, because the more active they are with their brain, the less Alzheimer's can actually set in. All right, so that's a very big one. I really wish all dads, if possible, to have a clear mind till the end. That is the most wonderful thing, that they go of old age when they're 100 or whatever years old, and they've lived their life and they were able to communicate to the end with a clear mind. So that is so wonderful. That's why I'm talking about it. What we can do to actually help our loved ones to have a happy, healthy life. And so I want to wish to everybody many, many more happy, healthy, and blessed Father's Days. So for right now, I'm going to give you the gifts that I usually have, which is a free health goal strategy session or a free healthy e-newsletter with a healthy recipe, healthy activities, and some other incredible information. And in order for you to get those, write to me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. The email address is in the transcript. Just copy and paste it over into the URL so you can send me an email. Make sure that the first 3 letters in the email are capitalized BTR for Block Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder. And now to end, I want to read you a couple of Father's Day poems that I came across that kind of touched my heart, and I hope they help you too. The first one says, Father's Day poem, you never said I'm leaving. You never said goodbye. You were gone before I knew it, and only God knew why. A million times I needed you. A million times I cried. If love alone could have saved you, you never would have died. In life, I loved you dearly. In death, I love you still. In my heart, you hold a place that no one could ever fill. It broke my heart to lose you, but you didn't go alone. For part of me went with you the day God took you home. And that just reminds me of my dad who's gone. So on his birthday, I posted, and I will post on Father's Day because I still do love him in my heart. I don't fret over it. I'm happy that he was able to go and be relieved of the pain because he died due to cancer. But I would have liked to have a few more years with him. So anyway, that's it. Another one is my dad. My father is a man like no other. He gave me life, nurtured me, taught me, dressed me, fought for me, held me, shouted at me, kissed me, but most importantly, loved me unconditionally. There are not enough words I can say to describe just how important my father was to me and what a powerful influence he continues to be. I love you, Dad. Father's Day by Henry Maxwell. Dad, you were there at my birth. You gave advice for what it was worth. You let me decide if I took it or not. You never left me in an awkward spot for me when I went astray. So, Dad, this love is for you on Father's Day. And dear Dad, words alone cannot express what you meant what you meant, where is it? Yeah, what you meant to me, in times of pain, in times of stress, there you'll always be. Whenever I wanted to have a catch or just a little fun, you always had the time to spare and played till I was done. Sometimes you'd even let me win. Sorry, this is, the print is too small, so I can't read this. I'm very sorry about it, but I can read the next one. Daddy, even though I'm little and can't express myself with words, even though my thoughts for now remain unspoken, I really want you to know that I love the way you look at me, smile at me, and talk to me. You always know to make me happy by doing little things for me. Being your daughter or son is fun, and you are the best daddy in the whole wide world. I love you, Daddy. And I think that might be the last one. What is a dad? A dad is a person who is loving and kind, and often he knows what you have on your mind. He's someone who listens, suggests, and defends. A dad can be one of your very best friends. He's proud of your triumph, but when things go wrong, a dad can be patient and helpful and strong. In all that you do, and dad's love plays a part, there's always a place for him deep in your heart. And each year that passes, you're even more glad, more grateful, and proud just to call him your dad. Thank you, Dad, for listening and caring, for giving and sharing, but especially for just being you. That's author unknown. So I hope that you had a little bit of fun with this, that you are going to reflect on what Father's Day means to you and who you want to treasure as your father and honor and respect. As I said, it's not only biology that matters. It's the person who cared for you, cared about you, raised you, was there for you when you needed it, was like a big brother to you when you needed help. All these figures who took a father role are your father. So please do something, honor them, love them, show them you care as they cared for you, and pay it back with love. I wish you all a wonderful, happy Father's Day weekend. Stay safe, healthy, and blessed. And until next week, stay empowered.